two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Coaches and student athletes are finally moving forward on winter sports after a time of uncertainty and anxiety. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, with the moratorium lifted on extracurricular activities, sports like basketball, drill, swimming, and wrestling can begin practices and tryouts today. And competition can start in early December. One coach told the Provo Daily Herald that he had boys coming into his classroom every day asking if or when they could play. Governor Herbert announced the latest public health order will require COVID testing every other week for all participants in high school activities. And a positive test result means isolation. Club sports and rec leagues will have to check for symptoms and ask about COVID-19 exposure. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Running Utes have been forced to postpone their season opener this week after their coach tested positive for COVID-19. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the Running Utes schedule is unfortunately already going through a bit of a transformation. Like you said, after head coach Larry Krystowiak announced yesterday that he tested positive for COVID-19, he adds that he's currently in self-isolation and will remain quarantined until Friday morning. Although out of caution, their game Friday night against the University of New Orleans has already been canceled. It would have been their season opener, but instead that's now going to be on December 3rd against Washington. It does not appear the team has practiced fully in a couple of weeks due to various positive COVID results within the program, and the team worked out yesterday with their associate head coach running things. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The family of an 81-year-old woman hospitalized with COVID-19 is praising the actions of a nurse they say went above and beyond. As soon as Betty Nana Donaldson was diagnosed with coronavirus, she was rushed to the ICU without her family ever having a chance to see her.
It is so painful not to be able to hold your mom's hand and say goodbye. And we almost had to say goodbye.
Deanne Turn says when her mom was leaving the ICU after 11 days, a nurse made sure to let family know she would be passing a certain door. As Donaldson was wheeled by, 25 family members were there waving. That's just amazing. Healthcare workers are trying to find new ways to help COVID-19 patients who don't have any other place to go. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports one assisted living center is converting one of their facilities to house people who test positive.
Mindy Hill understands what it feels like to get COVID-19. She had a fever of 102 degrees for 12 days.
Mind you, I was working graveyards and burning the candle at all ends, taking care of COVID patients while I had COVID.
She's the founder of the Covington Assisted Living Centers, and she converted one of the buildings of Covington Village into a 16-room facility for people who test positive. They can have more interaction with others, avoiding the isolation, which is hard enough for older people. So far, she has only accepted patients from her facilities, but she is willing to open up rooms to the general public.
After the pandemic, we'll just switch back to having it be assisted living.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Nurses across the country are worried about the compounding effect COVID-19 is having on the quality of health care. Oregon Nurses Association President Linda Pond says the flood of coronavirus patients could make it difficult for other patients who need emergency care.
The cases in this state are just going up and up and up every single day. And there doesn't seem to be an end in sight.
New cases are up 70% in Oregon over the past 2 weeks. Los Angeles County is hitting another record number of new COVID-19 cases. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Health officials here in LA County are now telling the 10 million residents of the county that they should not have Thanksgiving with anybody outside of their household. Even outdoors, as numbers here are rising rapidly. On Monday, the county reporting over 6,100 new COVID-19 cases in a 24-hour period. County supervisors will today discuss a full stay-at-home order.
A Utah company has invented a software system to help state governments track how they distribute the coronavirus vaccine.
Getting it to the right people at the right time, knowing what you have or don't have for vaccines, and then being able to forecast who needs it and who has had it and who hasn't.
Simplus CEO Ryan Westwood says the software will protect patient privacy. No one has bought the program yet, but he says they hope to start talks with several states soon. The federal government has recognized President-elect Joe Biden as the apparent winner of the election. The move came after the Trump campaign suffered yet more legal and procedural defeats in an effort to overturn the results in several battleground states. The Associated Press reports senior aides in recent days encouraged the president to allow the transition to begin, saying he didn't need to concede but could no longer justify holding it up. First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. And here is Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Delays are easing on 5600 West by 800 South, where a train had been crossing the road. You still have a crash in American Fork, northbound 500 East over I-15. Cars are over on the right shoulder. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time now is 7:05. Many businesses, large and small, have to make a decision soon to return to the office or not. For companies that head back to the traditional workplace, it will be important to establish rules about social distancing, hand washing, and mask usage. But convincing employees and supervisors could be a challenge. ABC's Jim Ryan joins us live on the KSL Newsline with more. Are there receiving guidelines from the CDC on how to do this, Jim?
Well, no, not really on how to convince people to wear masks, no. But certainly the CDC is recommending that every workplace that goes back into an office does need to have policies in place, that they should require mask wearing by employees, by supervisors, by the custodial cast, by staff, and everyone else who comes into that office. Social distancing. You're going to see the cubicles and whole offices redesigned to ensure that they are COVID compliant, that they help to prevent this kind of spread, Amanda. But really, it comes down to employees cooperating and actually doing these things, and especially wearing masks. It's become so political this year that some people don't just neglect to wear a mask because they forgot. They're intentionally not wearing a mask in order to make some kind of statement.
Can an employer require the employee to wear the mask? Or, look, you wear the mask or you don't come to work.
Yeah, they can. They certainly can do that. It's a public health issue, a safety issue in the workplace. So, sure, they can do that. But really, I think if managers want to be effective about this, they need to find a different route. The hostage negotiator, one of the chief hostage negotiators for the FBI, has actually written about this, talking with people, negotiating with people, trying to persuade them to do the thing that you want them to do, whether it's coming out of a bank after it's been held up or convincing a middle manager to put on a mask. And, rather than wagging your finger at the person and trying to shame them, engage them in a conversation. Ask them questions about where they stand on this issue. Explain to them that it's not really for the person who's wearing the mask. It's for the people around them. It's for their coworkers and their coworkers' family members. To try to use that tactic, according to Gary Nancy, the hostage negotiator, former hostage negotiator, may be more effective.
So are businesses bringing back employees now, or are we going to see that more in the spring?
Some have. Some have actually begun to do that. I've seen that around Texas and elsewhere, in fact, that office lights are starting to come back on. You see the upper lights in the skyscrapers coming back on, meaning that, sure, people are becoming, at least comfortable enough to get back to the office. But I suspect it's not going to happen wholesale until perhaps the warmer weather of next springtime, Amanda.
Thank you. It's always good to talk to you, Jim. ABC's Jim Ryan with us talking about businesses starting to bring employees back to work. An 8-year-old Maryland boy is showing what it means to give back. Kavanaugh Bell has spent his life savings of $640 on care packages for those in need.
You don't know what's going on in other people's lives, so just stay positive and dish out a big amount of positive energy. So, yeah.
I'm going to play that again.
You don't know what's going on in other people's lives, so just stay positive and dish out a big amount of positive energy. So, yeah.
That kid, he and his mom set up a nonprofit called Cool and Cope, which stands for considering others' obstacles in life and dish out positive energy. Thank you so much. That's amazing. 7:09. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Heather.
We've got some positivity on the roadways in the Salt Lake County. Northbound I-15 at speed, although a few heavy pockets of travel as you go north between Draper and Sandy. We also still have a little bit of congestion on Bangor Highway northbound toward the 201 freeway, but that seems to be easing up right now. And no delays coming out of Tooele County. Eric?
Had a couple of crashes this morning in Utah County. The latest is a northbound crash for the on-ramp to go northbound I-15 from Center Street in Orem. Now, this is over on the right shoulder, and all of these crashes in Utah County have been right shoulder crashes this morning, including one on 500 East going over the top of I-15. This is on the northbound side in American Fork. The I-15, once you get on it, no problems from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Jason?
And we're looking at an accident right now. It is westbound on SR-39 right at the mouth of Ogden Canyon. So far, not really causing any delays as there's not a whole lot of traffic there. But I definitely keep an eye out if you're passing through that area. Don't make that situation any worse than it already is. Southbound side of I-15 remains steady at regular speeds from Ogden to Salt Lake. And we're not seeing any other accidents or any other delays on your highways or side streets up north. Any Hour Services can help with any size electrical, plumbing, or air conditioning project. They help homeowners repair and maintain their homes. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And Brett Benson is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Should see some sunshine today behind Monday afternoon's quick-hitting storm system. Even with that sunshine, though, temperatures are going to be a little bit chilly. So a cold start to the day, once again, upper 20s here at 7 a.m. We'll climb into the mid-30s. We just that storm system left behind some cooler air, so we won't warm up quite as much in the afternoon, about 39 at noon, and then just eking into the low 40s in the afternoon hours with partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, downtown, 27 degrees. Stick around for a minute. An amazing story of a young woman. She gives birth to her baby, and then she stops breathing. She had COVID, and they put her on a ventilator, and weeks later, she finally gets to see that precious baby. What a story. It's an Idaho mom. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio. Jeopardy! Is now entering a post-Alex Trebek world.
New episodes of the TV quiz show Jeopardy! Will start taping next week, the first to film after the death of longtime host Alex Trebek. The show announcing that Jeopardy! Super champ Ken Jennings will be the first in a series of interim guest hosts. We'll get more names at a later date. Show producer Mike Richards says that Trebek always wanted the show to go on without him, and they'll honor his legacy by continuing to produce the game he loved. Alex Trebek died 2 weeks ago of cancer at the age of 80. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Well, congratulations to former Utah football kicker Matt Gay, who kicked his brand new team to a win on Monday Night Football. The Los Angeles Rams signed Matt Gay after their kicker was injured. And with the game tied at 24 with a little more than 2 minutes left in the game, he delivered.
This, the go-ahead field goal attempt with 2:40 on the clock. Good snap. The hold is down. Gay stripes it right down the middle. 27-24 with 2:36 remaining. The Rams have a field goal lead, and they'll trust their defense against Tom Brady.
They held on to win 27-24. Coincidentally, Gay was drafted by Tampa Bay in 2019, but was cut this past September. So that must have been particularly sweet. The Orem High School graduate also played soccer for Utah Valley for 2 years before moving to the U and eventually to the NFL. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, the last surviving shark model from the 1975 Oscar-winning Jaws movie has a new home. The 25-foot, 1,200-pound model shark nicknamed Bruce. Why? Is now hanging from the ceiling of the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures in Los Angeles. The museum hopes to open its doors to visitors in April. A creative Twitter user has created an action figure to celebrate Jeans Guy from the latest Mandalorian episode. Jeans Guy was a flub in the Star Wars-based series where a person in blue jeans can be spotted for just a moment in the background of a battle scene. A group of bar workers in Cleveland got a nice surprise after a man bought a single drink and then left a $3,000 tip.
And I quickly glanced down, and it looked like a $300 tip, and I go, wow, that's a nice tip for a guy who just had a beer. And then I put my reading glasses on and I went, my eyes almost popped out of my head.
Brandon Ring posted a picture of the tip on Facebook and said the bar is being closed because of coronavirus restrictions. He said the staff is splitting the money and they are incredibly grateful. That is fantastic.
Dave and Eugenific.
Okay, we are 21 days past the general election. President Trump's 30-some-odd lawsuits across the country, not going so well for him. Utah's congressional delegation seems to slowly be warming up to the idea that there will be a transition of power on January 20th. So the question I have for Dave today, is it time for the president to concede? Let's go in depth, starting at 9.
KSL News Time is 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a COVID-19 recovery center allowing more interaction among the patients. An assisted living center converted one of their buildings for COVID-19 patients so they wouldn't feel so alone. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Utah Running Utes head coach Larry Krasoviak has tested positive for COVID-19. The team's first game set for this Friday has been postponed. Third, a look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
An earlier crash on 500 East and American Fork has cleared, and traffic is moving freely on I-15, but you're seeing some heavier pockets of traffic trying to get into downtown Salt Lake. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A cool down, a warm up, and another storm. I'm Brett Benson.
It's 27 right now downtown, and it's time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is now acknowledging the winner of the November 3rd election was, apparently, a statement says, Joe Biden.
President Trump is finally nodding to reality, authorizing his team to begin the transition to a Biden administration. The move was made official by the General Services Administration, which will now provide Biden with more than $6 million in transition funding and office space in government buildings.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl. President-elect Biden preparing to formally announce his national security team today, which includes former Secretary of State John Kerry, to take the administration's lead on combating climate change. ABC's Rachel Scott with more.
Some of the president-elect's nominations could face a tough confirmation battle in the Senate, but if confirmed, they would make history. Sources say Biden could tap Janet Yellen. She would be the first woman to serve as Secretary of Treasury. Alejandro Mayorkas would be the first Latino and the first immigrant to head the Department of Homeland Security.
Concern growing that the holidays will turn into COVID-19 super spreader events. Here's ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
Risks get higher when you take trips with people who are not in your household or even getting on a train or a bus. Now, the CDC says the highest risk flights, especially with layovers and getting on a small cruise ship or riverboat. We have already seen cases there.
Everyone thought they would be able to get tested before the Thanksgiving holiday, but that isn't happening. ABC's Victor Okendo says it's just not possible, and the result is leading to some mixed messaging.
As COVID infections surge around the country, so does the demand for testing. Quest Diagnostics, one of the biggest private labs in the U.S., says the demand for COVID tests is so great, testing should be reserved for symptomatic and exposed patients. Although recommendations by public health professionals say testing asymptomatic carriers is key to controlling the virus.
You're listening to ABC News.
A 24-year-old Idaho woman is now out of the hospital, and she's sharing her story. She gave birth, then was placed on a ventilator just a couple of days later because of COVID. KSL-TV's Andrew Adams has more in this in-depth report.
Baby Gwendolyn had barely been born when COVID-19 put her mother's life at risk.
I remember them putting me on a gurney and the lady checking my oxygen and her saying, "You're not breathing, honey."
This is all mom remembers of the next 6 days. Nothing. The Idaho woman had been intubated and flown to Utah for a highly technical bypass to oxygenate her blood. And it was only when her condition improved considerably that she was finally able to remember.
And I was shocked to see all of what had happened to me.
Jesse Jensen.
I was completely flabbergasted.
Says she was suddenly a far cry from the woman in these pictures.
I had no idea that I had been so sick.
Even a week after Jensen's discharge from the hospital, the 24-year-old still has a cough and lingering weakness, as well as possible side effects of a cardiac event.
I don't have sight in my right eye currently.
But she can clearly see what others need to do.
Be careful. This isn't a joke.
And for the first time since she got sick, Jessie has the luxury of looking down the road. Only now can she celebrate the birth of her baby girl and the life that lies ahead with her.
I think I just sat there and cried for a little bit to hold her again. I'm really glad I got to see her again. Hi, little miss.
Out of the hospital in time for Thanksgiving.
I missed her a lot. I missed her a lot.
Jensen says she's simply grateful.
Yeah, I count myself very lucky.
Wow. Amazing story, Andrew. Thank you for that. The in-depth at 15 and 45. 7:19 now, Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Back to you, Heather.
We're still looking pretty good around the Salt Lake Valley. No delays northbound I-15 from the point of the mountain into downtown Salt Lake, although traffic is filling in as more people are hitting the roadways. If you're coming out of Tooele County, SR 36 also getting a bit busy between Stansbury Park and I-80. But once you hop on the freeways, no problems getting to the airport or hopping on the 201 freeway. Eric?
Well, we had three crashes this morning in Utah County for the morning drive, but they've all been cleared up now. So right now you're looking pretty good northbound from Payson all the way to the point of the mountain, and the major feeders getting over to the freeway from Highway 6 and Spanish Fork up to Timpanogos Highway. They're all looking good. Jason?
And the accident westbound on Ogden Canyon Road there, right there, the mouth of it is causing delays now in both directions. So make sure that you leave yourself a little extra time to get through there, as we're seeing some heavier traffic for that area, I guess we should say, this morning. Southbound I-15 still rolling along really good from Ogden down to Salt Lake City. Shopping for a new home? Deseret First Credit Union still has historic rates. Visit them at dfcu.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And back over to you, Brett.
We'll expect some clearing skies later on today. But with that, not really warm temperatures. Only 42 for an afternoon high. That's a little bit below average for this time of year. We're back up above average on Wednesday, 48. And then another system moves in right around midnight, Wednesday night into Thanksgiving morning. Cooler on Thanksgiving as well. 41, some showers in the morning. 42 and partly cloudy on Friday, back into the mid-40s for the weekend. 45 on Sunday, and then upper 40s as we get into Monday with partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
It is 27 degrees downtown. You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 7:21. It is time for the David Dujanovic preview, and David Noriega is here. Schools across the country, I guess, including here in Salt Lake City, are having a problem with Zoom hacks.
Yeah.
During class. We heard about this one this morning. It was just terrible.
Oh, this is brutal. It actually even has a term, Zoom bombing.
Oh.
And what happens is these hackers crash, whether it's a classroom or a business meeting, and then they try to make it as outlandish as possible. And in this case, it was pornographic pictures, it was vulgar language. But can you imagine the horror of that poor teacher?
No.
Like, teachers have dealt with everything in the classroom, and this is the new stuff, mm-hmm. right, that they're trying to deal with. So today on the show, we're going to talk to a hacking expert and find out, is there anything you can do to prevent this? As a parent in your own home, is there some sort of filter or online parental control? I don't think so, but that's why we're bringing on the expert to kind of walk us through this, because I don't think it's going anywhere, because hackers love to cause trouble. And this is a great place to cause trouble.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that, Dave. Coming up on David Dujanovic starting at 9 o'clock here on KSL News Radio. If you haven't downloaded the KSL News Radio app yet, it's a terrific tool to have. You can listen to missed episodes of David Dujanovic. You can listen live to the station throughout the day. It's powered by Any Hour Services.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have two absolute priorities. First, to keep ourselves safe, along with our friends, neighbors, and loved ones. Second, to support an environment where the economy can remain viable. To promote these priorities while cherishing our right to self-determination, the Salt Lake Chamber and Utah Department of Health have partnered with organizations throughout Utah to launch Stay Safe to Stay Open. It's a simple but powerful campaign that allows businesses to let their customers know that they have pledged to follow 7 important guidelines to protect employees and the public. These businesses have pledged to conduct temperature checks before work and stay home when sick. Wash hands frequently and avoid touching the face and eyes. Practice social distancing, including wearing face coverings in close common areas. Learn about high-risk groups and help protect them. Cover the mouth when coughing or sneezing. Clean high-touch surfaces frequently and follow public health guidance as updated. To learn more about the pledge in which businesses are participating, please go to stayopenutah.com. You will find a searchable database of restaurants, stores, and other businesses you can trust to have a safe environment. Those businesses can also be clearly identified by colorful Stay Safe to Stay Open signage. Working together, we can get through the coronavirus, and it all begins at stayopenutah.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Choosing how to structure your home mortgage is a big decision. I'm Mortgage Mike, owner of City Creek Mortgage. I created a digital loan officer that will help analyze the best loan for you based on how long you expect to keep the mortgage. This powerful tool provides instant and helpful information you can use to help ensure you're making a smart decision. If you're working with another company, it's a great way to test the advice your loan officer gave you. Visit digitalloanofficer.com to use the tool. If you like what you see, apply online or call us at 801-900-HOME.
NMLS number 8585. Equal housing lender.
Visit Shane Company for meaningful holiday gifts. Our in-house design team creates unique styles of fine jewelry in every price range, exquisite symbols crafted with superior standards and made to last a lifetime. We have a variety of diamond infinity designs to symbolize your everlasting love. We're also known for our natural and vibrant rubies, which represent enduring passion. Or select a stylish necklace with a stone in her favorite color or her birthstone, so you'll always be close to her heart. Our jewelry consultants, in the store and online, will help you find something beautiful to put under the tree. Your gift will be a symbol of your love that will be treasured forever. We're going above and beyond to make shopping safer. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com. Check our website for special holiday hours.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Netflix says it's going to invest an additional $1 billion in its production hub in New Mexico. Netflix is adding another 300 acres to its campus, making it one of the largest film production facilities in North America. KSL Drives, GM says it will no longer try and stop California from setting its own vehicle emission standards. GM had been part of a lawsuit to keep the state from setting regulations higher than federal standards. Germany's foreign minister says he hopes for a reset of U.S.-European relations under the Biden administration. He says there's been tension related to defense spending, trade, and more. And just a couple of minutes before the opening bell, let's see what the futures markets are doing. Right now, the Dow futures up 315. That's over 1%. The S&P futures up 27.2. That's 0.75%. The Nasdaq futures up 48.5, and that is 0.4%. We'll take another look at your morning commute, traffic, and weather together just ahead on KSL News Radio. Do you love what you drive? If you don't love what you drive, may I suggest that you get into a Utah Honda dealer? Because I've had a chance to drive the HR-V from Performance Honda in Bountiful. Thank you, JJ. Wonderful folks at Performance Honda. The HR-V is the crossover from Honda. And so if you're having trouble thinking, well, do I want a sedan or do I want an SUV? It has all of the best features of both of those. I myself drive a sedan. I love my Honda Accord. But I have driven the HR-V before and thought, man, this is fun to drive. It's got that tight steering wheel. It's fun to drive. You know, it's got the features of an SUV, the technology of an SUV, the steering wheel. It's got the mounted paddle shifters. Do you love those? All those kinds of things that are more sporty. The tri-zone climate control. It's got the Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration. Just a lot of fun. Tim's been driving that terrific Ridgeline truck from Stockton 12 Honda. Thank you, Shane, up there. That has all of the fun things that you would not think would be on a truck are on the Ridgeline. And right now is the great time to buy because it's Happy Honda Days. It is the time to save on Hondas right now during Happy Holidays from your Utah Honda dealers. So make sure you get in because the more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Maria Chaleos here. I have so many things to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. I have a wonderful family that doesn't mind hunkering down with me in the middle of the pandemic. Our family dinners have been a great source of comfort to me in this time of social isolation. Spending all of my free time at home has also allowed me to savor the comfort of my home, yard, and even the fun party lights that drape my patio and deck. This year, I am more thankful for the simple things that bring me joy.
Join Doug Wright and the movie show at IntelliBed Friday from 9 to noon as they celebrate their 30 days of Black Friday holiday promotion. IntelliBed, experience the bed of the future. 729, we check Triple Team Traffic now, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back to you, Heather.
We've got a crash on Mountain View Corridor. This is southbound at 6200 South in West Valley. You've got the right lane and shoulder blocked. Everybody's getting by on the left lane. Not a whole lot of delay in the area. Traffic moving pretty free if you go northbound from the Point of the Mountain into downtown Salt Lake. No problems on the west side belt. Eric?
Over on the east belt, no trouble if you're heading north from Cottonwood Heights or Holiday up to I-80 or Foothill Drive. Foothill looks good heading up to the University area. I-80 out to Park City, no problems there. And I-15 Utah County, that's rolling along just fine right now. Jason?
Still a little bit of slow traffic at the mouth of Ogden Canyon. That's due to an accident on the westbound side there of Canyon Road. Otherwise, everything else in Weber and Davis counties looking really smooth this morning. No trouble if you're southbound on I-15 down into Salt Lake City. See the Forgotten Carols on the big screen in movie theaters now. Continue your family tradition at a fraction of the cost. Enjoy Michael McLean's Forgotten Carols movie. Tickets at ForgottenCarols.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And how warm do we get today? Let's check the forecast with you, Brett.
The remnants of Monday's quick-hitting storm system exit out of the southeastern part of the state early this morning. We'll look for clearing skies today. Cool temperatures, 42 for a high. Tomorrow, kind of an in-between day, 48 with another storm on Thanksgiving. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 7:30. It is 27 degrees.
We've got a crash in West Valley on Mountain View Corridor, also at Weber Canyon, right in the mouth of the canyon. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top story this hour. The federal government is formally recognizing President-elect Joe Biden as the apparent winner of the election, putting in motion an official transition process that includes money, office space, and access. ABC's Andy Field has more.
The more than $7 million in transition funds will help pay salaries for hundreds of Biden officials planning the new administration. The president-elect will get access to 175,000 square feet of office space, including secure facilities, and be able to work with federal agencies to get security clearances for his staff. One of the most important connections, coordinating with President Trump's vaccine experts to make sure they reach Americans as soon as possible.
President Trump may be allowing the transition to take place, but he still hasn't conceded the election. Senator Mike Lee is defending the president's right to exhaust all legal options, even as other conservatives criticize the president's legal strategy. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, Mike Lee says the president deserves to look at anything he needs to get these questions answered. He says they are legitimate questions. He wrote on Parler that people have been trying to delegitimize and undermine the president ever since 2016. Mike Lee also pointing out that Hillary Clinton gave Joe Biden advice to never, ever concede the election, but was not condemned for that. Like Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Health officials across the country are asking people to stay home this Thanksgiving. This man says Newark International Airport wasn't too busy yesterday.
The airport is really empty. I see that there is like a kind of many people are traveling, but it's not like that, like the past years.
The TSA says this past Sunday was the busiest travel day the country has seen since the beginning of the pandemic. Flying into Los Angeles from outside of California will now mean acknowledging that the state wants you to quarantine.
When arriving at LAX, all travelers from out of state will be required to fill out a form acknowledging that California now recommends a 14-day quarantine. And there will be signs around the airport reminding passengers are required to fill out the form. Failure to do so could be a $500 fine. It comes as COVID-19 rates are rising rapidly here and new restrictions are being put into place. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City police are investigating after a middle school Zoom class gets hacked with pornography. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, according to police, a hacker recently was able to display pornographic images and racist language in an online class in the Salt Lake City School District. It happened back on October 26 in a Clayton Middle School 7th and 8th grade language arts history class. Cops say students joined the class using a link provided to them, although one of the attendees at one point changed their background screen to an inappropriate image and started yelling derogatory phrases. At that time, the teacher immediately ended the session and kicked all the students out. Cops say the IP address used by the hacker was traced to California, although no arrests have been made at this time. Live, John Mochak, KSL News Radio.
Police say jealousy over a boy is believed to have been the cause of a drive-by shooting in South Jordan. Natalie Giraldo says they were asleep Saturday morning when they heard a gunshot.
There's a problem. There's a big problem, and it almost killed my family, my child.
She says the bullet fired at their home hit the wall right where her 12-year-old son was sleeping. Thankfully, the bullet didn't make it through the wall. Police say the attack was prompted by a dispute between Giraldo's daughter and a 17-year-old girl over a boy. KSL weather with Brett Benson. The sky is clear today after yesterday's storm, but the cooler temperatures stick around with highs only in the lower 40s for the Wasatch Front.
We have another storm system rolling in later on this week, and that's going to be moving in, looks like, right around the midnight time frame, very early Thanksgiving morning. So Thanksgiving, looks like you could have some showers in the morning, also some cooler temperatures. Looks like it'll stay in the low 40s for your Thanksgiving holiday as well, with warmer weather after that.
Brett says tomorrow is a bit odd, with temperatures rising to the upper 40s. We warm up a little for the weekend and first part of next week. Coming up on KSL, a familiar face will be the first interim host of Jeopardy following the death of Alex Trebek. And Triple Team traffic.
A crash on southbound Mountain View Corridor still blocking a right lane and shoulder at 6200 South, but not causing delays. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 7:35.
Vaccines, hope on the horizon. All your questions about getting the vaccines and their safety. Listen the next 2 weeks to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Brent, another satisfied Whipple Service Champions client, left this review. We purchased a 1950s home. In the inspection, the wiring was found to be done improperly. Prior to starting the repairs with Whipple, we talked through each of the line items so the price was understood. When the job was complete, Whipple showed us the parts that had been improperly installed by the previous owners, and it was all done the same day. Now we know our house is safe and secure. Thanks, Todd, John, and the Whipple team. Need a plumbing, heating, air conditioning, or electrical repair? Call the 9 times best of state winners, Whipple Service Champions, and take $100 off any repair or replacement of $300 or more. Get any drain cleared, just $55. Gerber Viper, ADA compliant, comfort height, it's 4 inches taller, it's elongated, and it's only $399 installed. Get $350 off any electrical meter or panel replacement. Water heater flush, $39. Tankless water heater flush, just $79.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Ask Brent for emergencies. When he called that day, we came that day.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Utah is my first home, but my heart I just gave to Korea. I was the first person in the United States to receive a hepatitis C positive liver transplant without having hepatitis C before. I received a diseased liver, and after the transplant, they cured my new liver.
A. Scott Anderson, Intermountain Healthcare Chair Emeritus.
Helping people like Lorenzo requires harnessing advanced technologies or even developing them. The end results are thousands and thousands of Utahns living healthier lives.
People who have this liver condition, we're not sick enough to get a transplant early enough. So when they said, hey, we got a thing we haven't ever done before, but you'll get a liver really quick if this happens. Sign me up. Let's do this. It went flawlessly. And because of that, I'm living the life I want to live.
Watch Lorenzo's story or become a living organ donor by visiting our website, intermountain.health.
And the news is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, helping people live the healthiest life possible. Intermountain Healthcare, healing for life. Watching Utah's money just after the opening bell on Wall Street. Your money at this moment. The Dow right now is up 264. That's 0.9%. We're at 29,856. The S&P is up 21.6. The Nasdaq right now up 15.6. More coming up at 7:55 on Utah's Morning News. The NFL is now requiring masks on the sidelines for players. ESPN's Adam Schefter has more.
Basically, one of the main things of this, which goes into effect for Thursday's Thanksgiving games, is players who are on the sideline and not playing the game and don't have their helmet on, they are now going to be required to wear masks on the sideline.
Coaches who call plays will have to wear an additional face mask layer, and for the first time, teams themselves will be required to enforce the pandemic rules. High school students in a Boston suburb are making an animated film version of Romeo and Juliet after their plans to stage a traditional performance were scuttled this fall by the pandemic. The cast of Westwood High School has been making voice recordings of the scenes, which will then be set to images from a graphic novel version of the timeless Shakespeare play. The students just wrapped up their recording sessions and hope to produce the finished product next month. I'd like to see that. That's incredible. Well, it's that time of year. Another presidential turkey pardon is expected today.
It was just a year ago President Trump had mercy on a turkey, continuing a tradition of presidents pardoning the poultry. This year, the candidates are Corn and Cobb, two broad-breasted white turkeys bred and fed for size, raised by a turkey farmer in Iowa and brought to Washington for a luxury hotel stay before the big decision. An online poll choosing which one is pardoned while the other goes to an exhibit at Virginia Tech. President Trump doing the honors in the Rose Garden, as he and other presidents have done year after year.
I hereby grant you a full and complete pardon.
Derek Dennis, ABC News.
7:39, let's get a look now at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Heather?
Overall, it's a pretty good drive all across the Salt Lake Valley. Northbound I-15, you're going to be at speed from the point of the mountain into downtown Salt Lake. But as you're leaving downtown Salt Lake, we're starting to see some delays approaching the 600 North exit. We may have a crash there. We'll have to take a look. And you do have a crash southbound Mountain View Corridor at 6200 South. The right lane and shoulder are blocked. Eric?
I-15 northbound, southbound, Utah County. No problems there. You're looking at normal travel times, and the city streets still filling in. If you're heading out to Heber City on 189 through Provo Canyon, no trouble there. And US 40 along the Wasatch Back looks good northbound from Heber City up to the Park City turnoff. Jason.
We're still seeing that accident at the mouth of Ogden Canyon. It is causing some slow traffic in both directions. Weber Canyon still continues to look fantastic this morning as 84 is smooth in both directions, as is I-15 right now as you're traveling down through Davis County. Not going to find any resistance on your way into Salt Lake City. No problem on Legacy 89 or the West Side Belt. For banking solutions built to fit your life, Zions Bank is for you. Discover all the ways they can help you at zionsbank.com or your local branch, a division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here is Brett Benson with the KSL weather pattern, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Monday's quick-hitting storm system did help our air quality a little bit. By Monday afternoon, we'd kind of climbed into that unhealthy for sensitive groups along the Wasatch Front. This morning, looks like we're in the green to moderate air quality across the Wasatch Front, so some improvement. Looks like we're going to have high pressure building in quickly on Wednesday, but another storm by Thanksgiving morning, hopefully keeping things mixed out. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Right now it's cold, 27 degrees. Coming up in just a moment on KSL, some assisted living centers here in the state of Utah are getting very creative in helping residents to not feel lonely this Thanksgiving and helping them to connect during this interesting and challenging time. A wonderful story just ahead on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's all-day companion for news. Welcome to the Xfinity Black Friday sales event. With the big savings you want on the internet and mobile you need to stay connected this holiday season, welcome to fast, reliable internet and mobile with nationwide 5G on the most reliable network. Welcome to your winter wonderland of web surfing, video gaming, family connecting, Black Friday awesome. Because now for a limited time, you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile together for only $35 a month when you get internet for 12 months with a one-year agreement and mobile with a 1 gig wireless data option. And you can get a $200 prepaid card. Plus, ask how to get up to $300 off eligible phones for big savings of up to $500. Don't miss out on these incredible Black Friday savings. This sale ends December 7th, so visit Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Plus internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply based on route metrics by IHS Markit's route score, reports 2H 2020 of 4 mobile networks.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our ultra mega back to school blowout sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra high quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy. Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC Laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC Laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC Laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at Mountain West Medical Center. You'll find an accredited chest pain center for heart attack symptoms, a level 4 trauma center, and specialists in general surgery and orthopedics. Plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. Mountain West Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff.
Want to make your day a little brighter? Just ask.
Alexa, ask Gospel Voice to read Alma chapter 32.
Hey Google, use Gospel Voice to play the Tabernacle Choir.
Play this week's Sunday School lesson using Gospel Voice.
Ask Gospel Voice to play a talk by President Nelson.
Gospel Voice brings music, scripture, and inspiring messages right to your Alexa or Google smart speaker, just with the sound of your voice. Try it today. Learn more at gospelvoice.churchofjesuschrist.org.
Dave and Dujinovic.
Okay, we are 21 days past the general election. President Trump's 30-some-odd lawsuits across the country, not going so well for him. Utah's congressional delegation seems to slowly be warming up to the idea that there will be a transition of power on January 20th. So the question I have for Dave today, is it time for the president to concede? Let's go in depth, starting at 9.
Thank you so much to those of you who have had a chance to text me this morning. Text me anytime you'd like to on any topic, or just to say a happy Thanksgiving. I always appreciate that. Right back at you, by the way. I love these holiday weeks. If it's safe for you to do so, the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is 57500. KSL News Time is 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Salt Lake City police are investigating an apparent middle school Zoom hack that interrupted the class with pornography and slurs. Second, former U of U kicker Matt Gay signed with the Los Angeles Rams this past week and kicked the game-winning field goal on Monday Night Football against Tampa Bay. Third, let's get a look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
Traffic getting a bit busy around the Wasatch Front, especially on some of the city streets in downtown Salt Lake. If you are on Mountain View Corridor southbound, you still have a crash blocking the right lane at 6200 South and West Valley. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A cool down, a warm up, and another storm. I'm Brett Benson.
It is 27 degrees and time now for KSL's top national stories.
President-elect Joe Biden moving forward with a transition, but that doesn't mean President Trump is conceding or giving up his court fights over the election.
President Trump writing on Twitter Tuesday morning that his legal team will soon file a, quote, big lawsuit. The president says this, quote, spells out in great detail of the ballot fraud and more, end quote. Mr. Trump provided no details of what the lawsuit would focus on, where it would be filed, and when. Since the election, he's promised on Twitter what he called big cases, but the president's legal team has provided zero evidence of widespread voter fraud, and his campaign and its allies have lost at least 30 cases in court. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The president-elect is expected to formally name his national security team later today. Another 150,000 Americans infected with the coronavirus and hospitalizations are at another all-time high. New restrictions in place in several cities. Los Angeles County, California, telling people not to gather with anyone outside their household, even outside. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Thanksgiving during a pandemic will be different for everyone this year. That's especially true in assisted living centers where residents may not be able to leave or invite loved ones over to visit. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ehrets takes a look at how some local facilities are connecting families for the holiday.
At the Ridge Senior Living on Foothill Drive in Salt Lake, it used to be a revolving door of guests. Now, families must reserve individualized suites.
They can sit and visit, and then we disinfect. We have really good ventilation in these spaces where we can completely air it out. And during the holidays, we're doubling those.
Marketing Director Cindy Fy says families sit distantly, separated by plexiglass, and are also taking extra precautions.
As COVID fatigued as they are, they don't want to infect anyone either, so they're very, very respectful.
It's a different story for this Salt Lake County man who wants to remain anonymous. He says his 86-year-old grandma in a Davis County assisted living can't leave her floor, and her room isn't really set up for window visits.
There can be things dropped off if she needs to, you know, have something purchased by the family, but she's really just turned so much more into an introvert. It's sad. You want to go visit her, but she's kind of lost a lot of hope to have visitors in a lot of ways.
At Covington Assisted Living, who has three locations in Utah County and one in Farmington, founder Mindy Hill says they are trying to safely prioritize in-person visits.
Those that come to visit, it's two at a time, 18 and over. They do have to have their temperature taken. They do have to answer a questionnaire, and they do have to wear masks at all times.
Back at the Ridge, they encourage online visits.
The social media, the Zoom, you know, the FaceTimes, we do that all day, every day.
And window visits.
People are always opening their windows and getting serenaded.
And at Covington, they're trying to get creative with what they can do.
So we've enlisted the youth to act from home with whatever materials they have at home, markers, pens, papers, stickers, do a door decoration in a Ziploc bag, gallon Ziploc baggie, or a brown paper sack.
But for others, this holiday might not be as cheery.
So right now, my grandma's just said, just don't visit. It's not really worth it for us.
Hill says there are some things you can do to help.
This is definitely a generation where paper mail is still super popular. Really, truly, I think what these folks need more than anything in the whole world is people to listen to them.
Lindsay Ehrets, KSL News Radio.
Thank you so much for that, Lindsay. The in-depth at 15 and 45. 7:49 right now. Let's get a look at Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Heather.
We haven't had any issues all morning long. If you're traveling northbound I-15 from the point of the mountain into downtown Salt Lake, about 20, maybe 22 minutes. About 10 minutes ago, we had some delays as you leave downtown Salt Lake and head north toward 600 North exit, but those are gone. We're still dealing with the crash southbound Mountain View Corridor at 6200 South in West Valley. Eric?
I-15 is showing good progress northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain this morning, 20 minutes of drive time, and that's normal. You don't have any crashes along the way. If you're heading north out of Saratoga Springs, Eagle Mountain, Cedar Fork, Redwood Road in good shape up to 2100 North, and then past that to the county line. Jason?
Slow traffic continues in and out of Ogden Canyon at this point due to the accident on the westbound side. But southbound I-15, rolling smooth. KSL travel time right now of 30 minutes from Ogden down to Salt Lake City. No problems at all in Layton and Kaysville as you slide past Hill Air Force Base. It's all moving along good at regular speeds. This November, you don't have to overindulge to do that home renovation project for the holidays. Get up to 35% off flooring and countertops through Black Friday weekend. Visit ogdensflooring.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Brett Benson has the 7-day forecast brought to you by Superior Water and Air. Hello, Brett.
Hey, Amanda. We got we had the storm system roll through yesterday. Now today, a little bit cooler behind that system. We're only going to hit about 40 for a high. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer, lots of sunshine, 48. And then the next system moves in. So that one looks like the timing's going to be right around midnight, Wednesday night into Thanksgiving morning. But it'll be a quick mover once again. But there will be some snow on the mountains, a little rain snow mix in the valleys. And then by Thursday afternoon, we should start to see some clearing. We'll only be about 40 again on Thanksgiving and Friday, and then we start to warm up mid-40s and upper 40s by end of the weekend, early next week.
So outdoor activities on Thanksgiving?
So in the morning, again, there will be showers, but really early. So, yeah, you can do some outdoor activities, but definitely bundle up. You're only going to be about 40 degrees along the Wasatch Front.
Okay. All right. Good news, I guess. Yeah. Thank you, Brett, as always. Right now downtown, it is a cold 27 degrees. It is that time of year again, UCCU's Black Friday loan deals. I usually think of Black Friday as an event where I spend money and sometimes too much money. But this Black Friday event from Utah Community Credit Union, UCCU, actually improves your finances. I love what they do. Starting on Black Friday, UCCU will be randomly awarding amazing loan deals on auto loans and home equity and credit card and mortgages. You can save so much money, but there's no need to wait. In fact, you shouldn't wait until Black Friday to enter. You should do it right now. You should do it today. It takes 1 minute to enter at UCCU.com, and it's not a big, long application form. It's just like your name, your email. That's it. And your one-time entry gets you access to all of these guaranteed loan deals on approved credit. So anyone who enters can save big on their loans and just in time for the holidays. It's really a wonderful thing. You don't have to be a member of UCCU to enter the Black Friday loan sale, but you do have to complete that entry form on their website by Black Friday. So enter as soon as you can at UCCU.com and let's just see who wins those loan deals and can save so much money. Oh, I love UCCU and you will too. UCCU's Black Friday loan sale, just another reason to love where you bank. It is time now for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News in the Morning, brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com.
I watched the American Music Awards Sunday night, and I was confused. See, one category featured Becky G going up against Carol G.
It all started when my grandpa crossed over. Now one day I'm going to be a crossover.
And Becky G was the winner, and I thought, gee whiz, doesn't anybody use their real name anymore? I mean, the nominees of the show included Lil Baby, there's Da Baby, yeah, Marshmallow, and Bad Bunny. I thought Bad Bunny was a woman. She's not. No Chica, Es Muchacho. Doja Cat. She's a young woman. She got famous on the internet for singing with French fries in her nose. I was surprised to learn the moderately talented Dua Lipa. Well, it turns out Dua Lipa is her real name. She's a model. She's from Kosovo. Her parents are Dukag Jean and Anessa Lipa. Her partner is Auto-Tune.
Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't.
My goodness. Big winner Sunday night, The Weeknd. That's a person. And his thing lately is to show up on TV with a bandaged head as if he had brain surgery. Part of his shtick for a song called Blinding Lights. A song that has something to do with drunk driving. Sunday night, this was his earnest acceptance speech.
Last time I received this award, it was given to me by the late, great Prince. Yeah, I'd like to dedicate this award to him.
Prince! That was his real name. Prince Rogers Nelson. He did okay. But if he started his career now, do you think he'd call himself Big Baby or Marshmallow? Come on.
I was dreaming when I wrote this, so sue me if I go too fast.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Introducing USUO On Demand, a streaming service that offers a wide variety of music, ranging from intimate recitals to full Utah Symphony Masterworks performances.
No Cougar Tracks today, but we'll be back tomorrow with Cougar Tracks, brought to you by Economics Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. Need a business valuation? Contact econpartners.com. Let's get a look at your money at this hour. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The boss of Qantas Airlines says that once a coronavirus vaccine becomes widely available, it may require passengers to get a vaccine before they can travel to Australia on the company's planes. Australia has imposed some of the most strict border restrictions in the world since the pandemic. Quick look at your money at this moment. The Dow right now is up 321, 1% to 29,912. Back with a look at traffic and weather after this.
When it comes to business valuation, no one is better than Economics Partners. One of the country's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firms is actually right here in Utah. Trusted by many top growth, small and mid-sized private companies from Boston to Austin, from Silicon Slopes to Silicon Valley. Business valuations to strategic consulting to mergers and acquisitions. Economics Partners has helped everyone from billion-dollar companies to barbershops. Whether you need help valuing your business for tax, estate planning, financial reporting, or strategic reasons, Economic Partners are the best at what they do. Run by BYU MBAs who are diehard Cougar fans, just like any great team, Economics Partners understands the importance of great communication and the pursuit of excellence. For your business valuation, acquisition, or sale, your decision should be Economics Partners. Go to econpartners.com to learn more. Econpartners.com. And go Cougs!
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're frustrated in the bedroom, you are going to want to hear this. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses an FDA-registered technology to reverse ED, and we do it without any pills. Our wave therapy is clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels, which means we're finally treating the root cause problem of ED, lack of blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and we'll give you the medical exam, screening, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. Plus, a special gift proven to produce instant results to your intimacy. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to get your blood flowing properly and put a stop to your ED, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Let's get your love life back. 801-901-8000.
7:59. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back to you, Heather.
Well, the congestion is coming back now on Bangor Highway northbound as you approach the 201 freeway. You also have those same delays on 5600 West trying to get to the 201. But northbound I-15 remains at speed heading into downtown Salt Lake. Eric?
And you're at a normal pace in Utah County, northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain, 22 minutes on I-15. Out on the city streets, still filling in a little bit in Provo. You've got a little bit more congestion now on 500 West, right at the 800 North intersection for northbound traffic. Jason.
And we remain accident and impediment free on I-15 between Ogden and Salt Lake City. In fact, the only trouble spot we've got is still that accident there at the mouth of of Ogden Canyon on the westbound side. That's causing a slight amount of delay in both directions. Make the most of holiday shopping with Cypress Credit Union. Earn triple rewards, 6 months 0% interest, and 10,000 bonus points. For rewards card details and to apply, visit cypresscu.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy today and cool with the highs about 42 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with the lows about 26. And tomorrow, we'll reach 48 degrees. Thank you for starting your day with Utah's Morning News. Tim has the day off. I'm Amanda Dixon. Stay tuned.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.